Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Thursday, January 12th, 2006. Today I titled the message, Home with the Lord. The scripture text Brooksie will read is from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, 7 through 9.
We live by faith, not by sight. We are confident, I say, and would prefer to be away from the body and at home with the Lord. So we make it our goal to please Him, whether we are at home, in the body, or away from it.
Yesterday I went to the Pennsylvania Farm Show, which is very similar to a state fair, but for some reason here in Pennsylvania, it is held indoors in the middle of winter. This is a huge event with 25 acres under roof. My most interesting experience yesterday was speaking to Bill Arnold, whose dairy farm was directly over the Cue Creek mine, where 9 coal miners were rescued in 2002. He was very involved in the rescue operation and shared some interesting details about it. The display had maps and diagrams that sure helped me to understand deep mining better, as well as the specific rescue of the miners. The miners were waiting for rescue in an area of the mine they had cordoned off. They had heard the drilling, and a couple of them went to examine and were able to communicate with the rescuers on the surface. A large shaft had been drilled, and a special capsule was being lowered to bring the miners out. When the two returned to the rest of the miners, one said, "Who wants to go home?" Well, no persuasion was needed as all the miners jumped up and ran to the rescue area. Many may recall seeing the miners in the rescue capsule as one by one they were brought out of the mine. That was sure a great day. I love my home. Sure, I enjoy my rural location I often refer to in this series, and the house that I live in. But primarily, it's the family God has given me that bring warmth and acceptance to my home. That's surely what those men were longing for as well. I can only imagine their excitement, how it grew as they thought about seeing and touching their wives and children. But there's another home that we who love the Lord should have a deep longing for. Paul referred to it in our daily text as his preference. We would prefer to be away from the body and at home with the Lord. Notice the Apostle Paul's perspective. He's including other believers in his statement. Notice that personal pronoun, we. He says, we are both confident we will be and indeed would prefer to be at home with the Lord. He's contrasting this with our present physical life where we are at home in the body. Erwin Lutzer writes, at death we cross from one territory to another, but we'll have no trouble with our visas. Our representative is already there, preparing for our arrival. As citizens of heaven, our entrance is incontestable. In 1899, D.L. Moody died. He had written before his death, "Someday you will read in the papers that D.L. Moody of East Northfield is dead. Don't you believe a word of it. At that moment, I shall be more alive than I am now. I shall have gone up higher, that is, all out of this old clay tenement, into a house that is immortal, a body that death cannot touch, that sin cannot taint, a body fashioned like unto his glorious body. I was born in the flesh in 1837. I was born of the Spirit in 1855. That which is born of the flesh may die. That which is born of the Spirit will live forever." And that ends the quote by D.L. Moody. At his conversion, D.L. Moody accepted Jesus Christ as his Savior. He was born of the Spirit, and he lived for God the remainder of his earthly days. He lived by faith, not by sight. He was ready to meet God and go home. Are you?
Jesus, I know that this life is only temporal, but I often struggle with my affections being more directed to my home on earth rather than my future home in heaven. Perhaps it's because we're living in the here and now, and the future seems so distant and unfamiliar to me. Help me not to fear the future, but to embrace it so that I am filled with anticipation. Help me to not become so entangled in this temporary dwelling that I spend my entire life trying to build my castle here on earth. May my heart's yearning, my primary focus, and my physical labors have heavenly goals each day, as I make it my major goal to please you. Just a little side note. One of the blessings of enduring difficulties in this life is that it makes us more eager to be at home with the Lord. When it is smooth sailing, our hearts become entwined in the temporariness of this world, and our affections are often turned away from God and toward this life. Yesterday, I was at the hospital with my daughter, Esther. Due to her pain over the past few days and physical symptoms that did not go away, her doctor ordered a series of tests at the hospital. One test in particular was extremely painful, which made Esther forget that she's almost 17 years old. She yelled out in pain, as often she did when she was much younger, and declared for all to hear, "Get me out of here! I want to go home! Take me home right now!" Well, spiritually speaking, when life becomes unbearable here on earth, this too should be the prayer of our hearts. Thankfully, when God is not ready to take us home, He does provide a way of escape to bear up under the pain, because He is our fortress and a present help in trouble. Well, to conclude the story with Esther, we found that she has gallstones, a new physical challenge for her, but she feels much better today, and we even took her to school, and we are thankful for God's blessing in our lives each day and His provision.
Amen. Thank you for sharing that prayer and that additional thought with us, Brooksine. We always try to give you a little glimpse of our family, and probably pretty typical. Sometimes we think we may have more problems than others, but I know so many, many have much greater problems than we have. In fact, today on the way to school, I was sharing that with Esther, because she has, of course, being a heart kid, some special overcomings in life. Well, this is a ministry called Daily Encouragement Net. Our website is www.dailyencouragement.net. You're welcome to look at the site today. There are a couple of additional links and actually a photo of that rescue capsule I took yesterday. Part of the display they had the actual capsule they used to bring the miners out, which is probably the most visible symbol of that wonderful rescue there is. A couple websites I do have. There's an interesting one, basically, I think, probably developed by the man I met, the farmer, called QCreekRescue.org. There's a link to that. Interesting, the farm and the mine are both located in Somerset County, Pennsylvania, which also happens to be the crash site for Flight 93. That was the only plane on 9/11 that did not reach its intended target. I have visited that site, and there is a memorial there that is very touching. A few years ago, I happened to speak to the local farmer who witnessed the plane crashing, and it's interesting that in both events, farmers who normally live in relative obscurity were suddenly a part of events that had an international interest. I also have a link up today to the farm show. Some of you might be interested. We plan on going back tonight if Esther is strong enough. Yesterday, I took my Amish neighbors at their request without my family, and my daughter just heard about what I was writing about today, and I really want to go. And it's really a neat experience. There's no cost to it. And we're probably about 25 miles away. Well, it's a beautiful day here in Pennsylvania. Just unseasonably warm. I think I could probably go out now. It's about 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And wear a short-sleeve shirt. It's that warm, almost unhealthily feeling warm. We're sure we're going to get some more winter, though. Well, have a blessed day today. Stay faithful. Stay encouraged. And remember where your real home is. Thank you.